Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the news desk, I'm Catherine Smybert. Pope Benedict XVI has expressed his sadness over the airliner crash that killed 96 people on Sunday in Abuja, Nigeria. Among the dead was Nigeria's top Muslim leader, Muhammadu Makido. On the Pope's behalf, Vatican Secretary of State Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone sent a telegram to Archbishop John Olorunfemi Onayeken of Abuja. The telegram said that deeply saddened by the news of the tragic air disaster in Nigeria, His Holiness wishes to convey his heartfelt condolences to the families of all who mourn their loved ones. Offering fervent prayers for the deceased, the Pope asks God to grant courage and strength to all who suffer. And the message ended invoking upon them Almighty God's abundant blessings.
Giungendo voi da una terra molto amata dall'Apostolo delle Genti,
Pope Benedict XVI spoke yesterday of the desire for closer ties with the Greek Orthodox Church when he gave an audience to the Catholic bishops of Greece. The bishops are here on their five-yearly ad limina visit to Rome. The Holy Father told them that the desire is indeed great in all to take part together in the one altar on which is offered under the veil of the sacrament the one sacrifice of Christ. We want to intensify prayer, he added, so that the day will come as soon as possible in which we will be able to break bread together and drink from the same chalice in which the price of our salvation is deposited. After greeting the Holy Synod of the Greek Orthodox Church, the Pope requested the Catholic bishops to offer their effective collaboration to the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity and to the members of the Episcopal College of the Orthodox Church to foster further progress on the path of the longed-for full unity.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.